नमस्ते. डिफिकल्टीज ऑफ द पाथ. नो योगा इज ईजी. वी मस्ट नो दैट फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल. इवन द ट्रेडिशनल योगा, बाय योगा आई मीन नॉट जस्ट सम प्रैक्टिसेस, बट द गोल ऑफ योगा विच इज टू रियलाइज द डिवाइन द मिनिमम. एंड इन शिवबिंदो योगा वी हैव मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ द डिवाइन, ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन ऑफ नेचर. So all this makes it a very difficult and long journey. It's a long and arduous journey. And that's why in ancient times, one had to have the adhikar for the yoga. Not everybody is ready for yoga, though many are in the process of preparation for the yoga. So this is the basic background. Now, with this, we take up some of the problem and challenges that people face on the journey. So one of the challenges that people face is they enter yoga, the path of yoga, but for some reason that we'll talk about, but they don't have the clarity. They are getting the joy. They come and join the ashram. They get work in the department and they are anywhere and they feel connected with Mother and Sri Aurobindo. But they don't know with great clarity what next and what we have to do next. And so basically, if we see that in yoga, as in life, for a long time, the guidance is not a conscious guidance. And we have to understand that we believe that we come to yoga making first the choice and then we enter into a place, because that's how the mind operates. But the divine operation is very different. It leads us very often without our outer being's knowledge. That means we are not conscious that we are being led, and yet we are being led. So when we look back to the circumstances, to the way we enter, each one enters in his own way, we think it is a set of outer circumstances, but basically there is a divine leading inside. Now the whole question then changes into, how do we become aware of this divine leading as to where we are being led, why we are on the path, or are we on the path at all or not? Even this question can be raised. So, one thing is for sure that we have been called to the path. That's why we are where we are. That's basic fundamental about life in general. The other part is that how conscious we are of the aspiration that has brought us to the path. So, for a long time, one may not be conscious of this aspiration. That does not mean aspiration is not there. It simply means we are living largely in the outer being with occasionally shifting in the inner being. So in yoga, we distinguish these three layers. There is the outer consciousness, which is subject to all the world play. We meet people, we are happy, we are doing a work, we feel hungry, we get thoughts, we read, everything. It's going on in what is called as the outer man, which is what we believe is the person. It's the outer personality, not the person. It's habits, atavism, birth, conditioning, and several other things, what we call as the character. But the true character, true person is the inner being. Now, inner being has led us to the path, but we are not conscious. Why we are not conscious? Because we have not shifted the consciousness inside. And that's why one of the advices is that turn within, live more and more within. One day, as a result of it, read, of course, come in contact with the divine in whatever way we can. Why we have come, why we have been brought, all that can be, we can wait for it. Then one day, as a result of this, a conscious aspiration is born. And then there is a complete clarity. Why we are here? It takes long, because that journey, many people, they enter into a path, they don't know why, yet they get a joy. They know that something has been leading them to the path. This joy is itself a very good indicator. Itself, it's an indicator that we are on track. Because, you know, in any sphere of life, if you are not happy with where you are and what you are doing, so something is amiss. But if you are happy, basically, it's a good enough indication. But conscious aspiration as to what really you want, like saying the word divine itself can be very vague. Do we want union with the divine? Do we want to realize the divine? Do we want to serve the divine? Do we want to become instruments of the divine? Do we want in some way to be part of that manifestation of the divine? Do we just want to love the divine, give ourselves to the divine? 101 ways. So one is to wait for this conscious aspiration to emerge. Nobody can tell this. Because for each one, the aspiration and the journey will be different. So what do we do till then? Take joy in the work. Be happy that you are where you should be. That much should be there. That I am happy because I am here. Periods of confusion will come. The outer world will draw us again and again back to the old ways. Resist that temptation, because something has led you here, and that something which has guided us here is not ignorant. It's the supreme wisdom which has brought us here. So therefore, be happy wherever one is and do the work as well as we can. Read, because if you are on the journey, if I join, supposing, an organization, for whatever reason, I may have joined it for money, but I need to know about the organization. So here, by organization means the Shastra, which is the integral yoga. So spend some time reading Mother and Shurvindo's works, so that you know why you are here, what is this field in general, what is this place meant for. Because tomorrow I may discover that it's not aligned with my goals. For example, people come and they after some time say, I wanted things to take this form. I mean, for instance, they may be very activist, they want justice in a certain way, and they join the ashram. Then after some time, according to their conception, first of all of us have our own conception of justice, they feel no injustice has been done, and they start becoming protesters. So we have to understand that this is not a place of justice, it's a place of grace. And here the goal is not to render human justice. I'm not saying justice is not a great quality, but this place is to help us facilitate the path of yoga. And if we see from that point of view, each one will meet the experiences necessary to help us on the path of yoga. So at least, even if we are not conscious about why we are here or why we are where we are, and this is a very, it's very, very common. Mother speaks of this in 51 in one of her conversations. Do you know why you are here? Say, most of us don't know. Your parents have brought you, you have been led, but we don't know the real reason. Till we know that, at least this we must know what we want from life. What is it that moves us to the core? What is it that I want to, for example, I can share my own little bit from the journey, that I always felt this world is too limited. It must be beautiful. It must be divine. Should be, I didn't use the word divine well. It should be free from suffering, free from evil and pain, free from wickedness. So then what happened is that the moment this yoga, Shurvindo brought me into the yoga, and I realized, yes, this is the path. Because that was my, I can't use the word aspiration, but that was my demand from life. So one should be clear what is the demand from life. So if the demand from life is, let's say, I want to be recognized by people around, I'm just giving an example, then this is not the right place. I'm just using a very crude example. It's understood, but still, if I want to name and fame, then this is not the right place. If I want money, then this is not the right place. But is there something more that I want from life? And I think that's why the mother said first step of yoga is to become conscious. So in one word, what should one do when one doesn't have the clarity? Become conscious. Become conscious of oneself, why one is, whatever one is doing, why one is doing. It may not be the large goal, but if one is doing the work, why one is doing the work. Where all are we unconscious when we do the work? What reactions arose within me? Was I in a hurry? Did I do it in a slipshod manner? Did I do it the way even as a human being I should do it? Am I finding preference for certain works, and I am carefully trying to avoid certain works and people? And if so, why am I doing it? What are the reactions rising within me? So the more we become conscious, the more we'll begin to enter into the inner being. Because outer being acts mechanically. And automatically it finds justification in its ways. Somebody gets angry and says that, well, I got angry because so-and-so did this. But the sign of inner shift is that we know why I got angry, and it has nothing to do with that person. There is something which gets triggered inside me, or maybe I am impatient, maybe I don't have the capacity to listen to people, maybe I don't empathize enough with people's problems, maybe I am too judgmental, maybe I am arrogant, 101 things. And when we begin to study ourselves, studying oneself, and sometimes I would add the word ruthlessly, then we begin to enter into the inner being, and one day we become conscious of the aspiration. Because actually without being conscious of the aspiration, many things don't fall into place. Difficult to arrange them. Just to give an example, one day Nalinida writes to Sri Aurobindo when the size of the lemon is little small in the dining room. And he says that, well, today the size of the lemon was small, and I felt a passing sort of unhappiness that why can't they give, more number of lemons if the size is small. And then he asked Sri Aurobindo that with a butcher's knife take it out. What? He's not asking for more lemons. He's saying this tendency in me that is wanting more. So Sri Aurobindo says, take out, yes, but why with a butcher's knife? Why not with a scalpel's edge? Now you see, many people, even today you will see, oh, dining room food was like this. Oh, today the dal was like this. Today the curd was more khatta. Don't you think? And then there will be a discussion. Have you heard it? It happens sometimes. The rice, oh, today the rice was very good. Special rice. Why can't they make it every day? The banana side. Now, this is not yoga. Because if you want that, you can be anywhere in the world, you can get it. You buy and go and buy the best banana. This is not the place where you are supposed to get the best banana and the best rice in the world. So that's why one should become conscious. So if you ask me in one word, what one should do? And in a way, this is something one should do anywhere in the world. Sri Aurobindo gives a very nice example. If you are traveling, for example. So we meet people, people are around, and people chit-chat. This is a strange tendency, you know. They will chit-chat. Start with topic, without topic. And now instead of that, he says, just study human nature. It is something amazing. Remarkable discovery. And study with a benevolent, I'm not saying judge and condemn and criticize. Just study how varieties of human nature are there. This will widen us. This will make us probably more generous. This will make us understand about life. Maybe it will develop in us a kind of kindness, maybe gratitude when we look at people going through struggles and difficulties. So just in one word, the answer would be, what should one do when one is not aware why one is here or what one is supposed to do? Then become conscious of oneself by whatever instrument you have. You have the mind, become conscious by the mind. You have the discerning buddhi, become conscious by the discerning buddhi. So study oneself and one's movements. And there is so much to be learned. Even meeting people, what are the affinities? Am I meeting certain people because of affinities? Am I shunning them because of some instinctive repulsion? Somebody asked the mother about this. She said, but my child, in yoga you have to get over affinities. She said it's because of affinities, but you have to get over affinities. What are affinities due to? Is it because of language? Is it because of certain other aspect? So it's a whole wonderful world to discover. So become conscious. And since you are here, have faith. Trust that the divine knows better why one is where one is. And while one is where one is, make the best. Study that field. Understand all that applies to that field. People, for example, in Auroville need to understand why they are in Auroville and not continue with their own ideas. It happens here. People continue to live here for years, but they have the same conceptions about life which they have carried. They don't understand why the ashram has been made. And they try the ashram to force fit the ashram into their own conceptions. And when it doesn't force fit, nothing in life force fits into our conception. But still, when you like try to fit a place like the ashram, which is the Divine Mother's place, which goes beyond all conceptions, then they feel very unhappy. And they become very unhappy. Now here comes the last part. Some people become very unhappy. You'll be surprised. Oh, things are like this, things are like that. Meaning thereby, things should be the way I want them to be. Then I'll be happy. Even for once, we don't challenge our own conceptions. Things should be like this, things should be like that. We are very unhappy. And yet at the same time, never they will go. Because something in them is drawn, and that something is the psychic being. So final answer is when you discover it. So at least the least one should do, when one has willy-nilly stumbled on the path, everybody stumbles in a certain sense. In the sense, it's often I see it, you're walking, I think Doctor Strange, that movie had shown, suddenly you cross a barrier of time and you are in another world. And we don't know where we were traveling, and suddenly we are as if pulled into another dimension, another world. We don't understand why we are here. So if you have stumbled onto the journey and onto the path, then try to understand what it is, why it is, because something has pulled you into it. And Mother speaks of this. Someone used to criticize everything in the ashram. So someone asked the mother that, Mother, such and such a person, why are you here? He says, he does not know. But you ask him, say anything against me and see how he will react. He will not accept that. Ask people, okay, fine, if you're so unhappy, go. They won't go, because there is something still deeper. So while one is here, if nothing is clear, try to find the soul. Let it be a program, 10 years program, 1 year program. I am going to find the soul.